Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hey, I'm the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. I made tag tongue with a sensitive tracer. I was born out in Texas, called the land of beef. Never catch a muscle greener, showing the hell of like a meat. I'm the meat man.
You're listening to The Best Barbecue Show, the show where we talk taste and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which is the best barbecue in the world.
Bonus!
Bonus episode.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone.
We're so excited to be in Houston this weekend. We're going to talk to some pit masters. We're going to try probably more barbecue than is physically possible, but I'm into it.
We keep pushing our limits at every festival and event we go to, you know.
Well, we got to soak it up. This is going to be, you know, a week's worth of barbecue pilgrimages in one day.
I took a bunch of friends who were visiting on some local barbecue pilgrimages over the weekend, and they were surprised to see that I wasn't as big as they thought I would be after a year hosting a barbecue show. I've managed to stay about the same, oddly enough.
You've been playing it smart. You know, I go to the gym. You're just, you're crushing the vegetables, I think, in between barbecue trips.
That's right. I only eat food when we go to barbecue places, which is pretty much constantly, but... You know, a good meal like that, it's like a warrior's meal. It'll last you a day.
Feast and famine.
Yeah. We're taking in like 6,000 calories when we go to these places, so you can go a while. I'm like a bear. I just sleep for 3 days, go to barbecue. Sleep for 3 days, go to barbecue.
Well, I'm just excited. I'm going to be crushing food over the next few days just to stretch my stomach out a little bit so I can get a few extra bites of barbecue.
It's crazy what happens when Yoni goes to Houston, because his eyes widen because the food opportunities are so massive. Not just barbecue, but everything. Like, we always talk about how he eats barbecue and then he'll go eat fried chicken and donuts right after.
Well, I also love the idea that there's going to be pastrami. There's going to be a few things that you just don't see in Austin at all, and that Houston's really developing. It's a more regional style of barbecue.
Yeah, like we talked about on the last episode, this is going to be our first Houston Barbecue Festival this Sunday, and we hope all you meat men are going to be there. We've been hearing all week from people that are going to attend. So if any of you are planning to go and you haven't told us, please let us know. We want to meet you.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll probably be going live, and we'll be on our Instagrams and everything. Try to hit us early, because once the doors open, we're going to be sprinting between booths.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that saw what we did at the Texas Monthly Festival knows it's a chaotic 3-hour experience.
Well, and that we got there, not late, but, you know, we weren't there right as it opened, and we felt like we ran out of time too fast. We had to come up with goofy stuff to do just to pass the time.
Yeah, the Houston Barbecue Festival is a lot more open to us than the Texas Monthly one was. So we will actually be there behind the scenes the night before, hanging out with you pitmasters. So anyone that hasn't met us who's a pitmaster that will be there, we're looking to meet you too. So reach out.
Oh, you'll meet us, because we're going to go shake hands with just about everyone there.
We will touch you whether you want it or not.
Yeah, we're going to tackle you, and then we're going to mess with your fire, and then we're going to close all the flues on your chimney.
Then we're going to make you pour some liquid on my head. Yeah. Big Red, St. Arnold, who knows?
We'll see if there's a sponsor.
So yeah, we're stoked. We're heading over there tomorrow, and we're going to spend another weekend in Houston. Again, we're going to be back and back and back. We can only do a weekend this time, but I swear one of these days we just got to move there. Move the show for a whole year to Houston.
Yeah, at least for a couple months. There's so much to cover, and we're still just scratching the surface with this thing.
So one of the food we really want to try that we haven't tried yet is Gatlin's barbecue.
Yeah, Gatlin's. I'm really excited to try Pinkerton's.
And Rogel's.
Yeah, Rogel's. Hopefully we'll have some pastrami. You know, I got pastrami on the mind hard.
I know. You've had developed a taste for it after that one day where we had a bunch of pastrami.
Well, I come from the Northeast, and a pastrami sandwich is a coveted thing, so...
Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
You know, Tejas Chocolate, they make pastrami right, and I want to see if everyone else is doing the same.
You know, it's funny. It wasn't until I really got into barbecue that I had a good pastrami outside of New York City.
Yeah, I actually just discovered that my local grocery store has a... it's a little expensive, but a pretty nice pastrami available in the deli.
Oh man, you gotta make it yourself from scratch. It's awesome.
Yeah, for those of you who live in Austin and get invited to my smokeouts, I'm probably gonna brine some pastrami for that at the end of the month.
You gotta start putting up like a velvet rope, because those are taking off.
It's gonna be kind of Moose Craft Barbecue style. You have to be in the know, and you get the address like the day of.
We're also looking to talk to Ronnie Killen. He's been dodging us, but anyone who knows him, let him know we want
to
meet him.
We talked to him in San Antonio, and he was great. But after that, he's a tough guy to get a hold of. He's busy. He's winning awards. He's killing it.
He's a busy bee. Maybe he was mad because I sat there with the camera in his face for an hour recording him trimming a brisket.
Yeah, we did kind of hang around him, and then I realized, oh, he's like cooking this for competition. Maybe we should leave him alone.
So as you heard again on the last episode, you heard JC Chris Reed, or is it Chris JC Reed? How do people prefer their nicknames? JC Chris Reed. You can say it however you want. Great guy. Someone we actually know from the podcast world. They actually started a barbecue podcast called Barbecue State of Mind at the Houston Chronicle about the same time that us and Behind the Smoke Barbecue War Stories started our shows too. So we all had the same idea. We must have been drinking the same water.
Well, we all love barbecue and we want to talk about it more.
Yeah. So I'm a fan of their show. It doesn't publish as frequently as ours, but there's a lot of knowledge involved in that show because they have three food writers on it that you probably know.
And they're pretty entertaining. Let's take a listen to one of their episodes with Wayne Miller.
Hey, barbecue fans, barbecue brethren.
Maybe we're a motley crew. Maybe we're like...
I thought we always were. I mean, what are you...
Are we a merry band or a motley crew?
Well, we have an expanded merry band.
We do indeed. You know, in the barbecue business, especially in Texas, you don't use the word royalty a lot because you got to be around for a long time. And there are certain names, certain families like the Schmidts out of Lockhart, the Bracewells out of Elgin, the Goods out of Houston, and especially the Millers out of Taylor. The Miller family has been in the barbecue business for going on a good 50 or 60 years. And today our guest is currently the third generation owner and pitmaster of Louis Miller Barbecue in Taylor, Texas. It's Wayne Miller. Wayne, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Barbecue Czar. What an introduction. You know?
I like that. That's a good title.
You are. I mean, you have helped to form and foment the barbecue community. You've sort of been the coalescing, element that's brought barbecue all together.
I hope so.
You really have. Festival, I think, is heightened the awareness of barbecue in this community, and it's brought the community itself together. And I think all its totality, what you've seen is what used to be sort of this unknown barbecue estuary
estuary ambiance.
Listen, if this was the SATs, Wayne Miller just scored a 1400 as far as vocabulary. Holy crap.
Estuary.
I almost want to go back and count how many like 15 letter words he just used.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand up and go to our bookshelf right now and get the thesaurus. Okay. Yeah. Estuary. Word that a smart person uses.
Sounds right. Okay. Some sort of water place, water thing.
It's a great compliment to have Mr. Wayne Miller talk about you as the, what does he call it, the barbecue czar?
Barbecue czar.
JC, the barbecue czar. I like that.
Well, and the best thing about the family, the community, whatever you want to call this group of people that we've become a part of is... we're all promoting the same thing. We're promoting good food. We're promoting great people. We're not scared to go hang out with all the pitmasters. We're excited. We're going to bring beer and probably some whiskey, and we're going to spend the night just hanging out doing barbecue with a bunch of friends, really. And the people that we don't know, they're going to become our friends too, because there's really not a lot of bad blood in the barbecue world. It's amazing.
And this year, the festival is actually at a new location, 1 year only, at the Humble Civic Center Arena in Humble, Texas, just north of Houston. It runs from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, April 15th, 2018, if you're listening to this in the future. It's actually the 6th annual festival, so make sure you get your tickets. They're still available. They start at $60, which we pretty much drop at every barbecue place we go. Yeah. So you can get like unlimited food. Trust us, at the Texas Monthly one, and this is the same number of people there about, we saw people having to throw away food, which is a crime.
Yeah, that is terrible.
But we got more than our fill.
Oh, we will make it worth every penny we paid for.
samples go a long way when you double fist constantly. Like, they just keep filling up each hand and you just keep alternating and eating.
Yeah. Pro tip, the moment you get a sample, get in another line and eat it there.
That's right. And make sure, speaking of Louis Miller Barbecue, make sure you hit them up because they do it right at these festivals. They bring beef rib.
Oh, they bring so much stuff. And they will actually have food a little later than most guys because they'll throw down a little harder. They don't give a friendly F. Try not to swear on the show, guys.
We can always bleep it out with a you mother.
Yeah. Well, if there's one guy that does barbecue his way, it's definitely Wayne Miller.
That's right. So we're excited for that. We're excited to see our friends at Southside Market and Barbecue get some more of their sausage, which I eat pretty much every weekend.
Yeah, you can get that anywhere.
Yeah, but there's something special about getting it directly from them. We're going to also double back and talk to some of our old friends, Corkscrew Barbecue, Joey Viegan, Tejas, Truth, and so many more.
Yeah, I'm really excited to just dig in and meet new people. And, you know, Joey V's been coming, hanging out here. He's been talking to me. He helped us design a few recipes on our new Traeger that we just got. We were cooking on all weekend. Cooked, what, almost 3 days in a row?
Yeah. We're doing big. We got it in the studio now, so we can just hop up, do some recording, yeah. Go down, check on it, come up, do some work.
We got, what, 25 bags of pellets?
Oh my God, we have so much.
All kinds of sauces, rubs. We just need the meat at this point.
Yeah, so anyone, I'm looking at you, 44 Farms, that wants to send us some meat, we will cook the hell out of it. You know this.
Yo, 44 Farms, I don't even care if you send us tri-tip.
I love
brisket,
tri-tip.
Whatever.
Tri-tip, man, that's the West Coast brisket.
Yeah, we're embracing the tri-tip.
I always have my whole life, but again, West Coast right here.
And speaking of Joey V, that guy just took a picture of a stack of tri-tips he's throwing down as far as tri-tips are concerned.
Yeah, check him out on Instagram because he's got some great photos. You can also find that same photo. We stole it and put it on our account too, Yoni.
Yeah, we call that a repost.
We're sharing content. Yeah, sharing it. That's right. So yeah, follow him, follow everyone we've talked about, and make sure you follow us because this weekend's going to be bonkers in terms of social media stuff.
And feel free to repost our stuff. We don't care.
Yeah, just steal what you want from us.
Just make sure you tag us and hashtag Meatman and all that.
We want you to share the Meatman message far and wide. It's why we make it free.
But more importantly, listen, we want some recipes. We've got a few entries. We want to see videos. We want gift recipes, whatever, however you want to do it. You can write it on a piece of paper, crumple it up, and mail it to us. However you want to do it, we want to see your recipes because we want to see what you guys are cooking because me and Stover are tired of kind of cooking the same thing back and forth.
Yeah, we want some new flavors here, and we want to cook a lot of new stuff on our Traeger, so anything you send us, we'll probably cook.
Yeah, and I'm going to probably take a brisket on that thing soon, and I really want to make pastrami. Can I say pastrami enough in this episode?
Talk about stock next.
I'm going to make pastrami, and then I'm going to make ramen out of stock that I made and put the pastrami in it. There you go.
I'll tell you what, after this weekend, I'm going to be wanting to cook some beef rib again.
Oh my God, dude. I'm there.
Let's do it.
I'll probably make some for my smokeout.
All right. First thing when we get back this weekend, we're going to be cooking again. So stay tuned.
Yeah. And come meet us at Houston Barbecue. Even if you live in Louisiana or Arizona, drive through. It's really worth every penny and worth the time to meet and eat all this amazing food.
And you know how to find us. Look for the Meatman shirts. Look for Yoni's mustache. And look for the guy with him who looks like a girl.
There you go. And we'll probably have our girls with us for part of the day. So don't be surprised if there's actually women around.
Yeah, back off, you creeps.
But yeah, go out there, eat some meat. Enjoy the weekend. If we don't see you, you'll hear about it on Monday.
Whoop, whoop.
They call me the Meatman. Y'all don't see me eat now. Get on the meat man, y'all to see me eating now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor.
This has been a production of Glenn Cliff Media, recorded live in Austin, Texas.